How Having Kids Changes a Relationship. Hey everyone, Stephanie Costello here, mom of three, wife, animal lover, and entrepreneur. My goal with this podcast is to share healthy intimacy skills. If you feel you are the only one struggling, I promise you are not alone. It's time to take action and make shit happen. After talking to some amazing women recently, I decided to do some chatting about kids and how they affect our relationships. Children and, that sounded like really negative, but I totally did not intend it to be that way. With every good, there's a bad, and with every bad, there's a good. And so it takes a lot of mental focus to really stop and think about what exactly we want to focus our time on, and do we want to ignore the bad for right now? Should we kind of like touch on it a little bit to try to get to the next step? What is it? And this is where compromising, collaborating, and communicating with our partners really, really matters. Speaking from my own personal experience, but also from having several conversations with moms in particularly, and then on one perspective and dads on a little bit different of a perspective, us moms, when we have our babies, we get to a place where we feel so alone. And partly that is definitely something we should like empower ourselves to speak up more about, and in the time we're experiencing it versus like aftermath. Most of the time we just went through such a hormonal change that we don't exactly know what we were going through until we're out of the, when we're finally at a healing part of our journey where we can actually be like, wow, this was not okay and I needed help and nobody helped. Children, before we have kids, it's like this, or even, not necessarily for everybody, but particularly for me, we tried for 6 months before we got pregnant with our oldest. And for a while there, we were like, what's wrong with one of us? We need to start doing all this testing. We weren't sure if we were going to be able to have children. And we went to see a doctor and they were like, well, you don't get to get support until you've been trying for a year, but stop trying and then it'll happen, which is what happened for us. We literally energetically and emotionally and mentally just stopped trying and it happened. And there's some to say that, you know, when you put so much energy in trying to form that baby, you're actually being counterproductive because your body isn't able to use its energy to focus on growing the baby. But that's a little woo-woo-y for some people. Anyway, when you're introducing a baby to a relationship or a new tiny human, I like to call them, eating, breathing, shitting thing, where there's so much new. And almost instantly, once the individual is pregnant, you can't even prepare yourself for the change that is happening other than communicating the change that both of you are experiencing and being open to each other's perspectives. As women, we go through an intense hormonal changes. So my famous pregnancy hormonal thing is I came in the house and I started yelling at my husband because the fans were spinning. Like every fan, ceiling fan was on in the house and I was just freaking out and I was like, why are the fans spinning? Like I can't deal with the fans spinning. And those are things that, and he 2 days later was like, or something a few days later was like, do you remember yelling at me for the fan spinning? And I literally could not, I had no idea that I was yelling at him because the fans were spinning. He's like, I didn't know what to do. So not only do we not know what to do, parents, I mean, our partners don't know what to do either because they're not necessarily going through the significant hormonal change that their body they're not experiencing it. So they like, wow, this person is acting so crazy. What am I supposed to do here? And there's things that you can't do, but just be present. And that can be the hardest thing in the world to do, is trying to just sit there and validate and support. But we don't necessarily know how to just be and support versus like actually trying to take action and make things change for the individual, because this is something you can't control. You literally cannot control the hormones and how the hormones are reacting when they're going rampant. You can control your food intake and your water intake and your vitamins and your sleep and other things like that in order to make sure that you're at the healthiest state. But that's a little bit of a sidetrack. So in these moments, this is I'm talking just the beginning stages of having family and raising a family. I'm not talking adding more chaos to the family by adding more children. I'm not talking the different stages that the toddlers go through so rapidly when they're growing. Like, there's just so much that goes into raising other tiny eating, breathing, shitting things. So to focus more on the relationship, that I said all that to really validate, like, you're not crazy, you're not broken, you may not have the answers, and this is where our society has set us up for failure because we don't have villages anymore. If you have a community, you're very lucky to have it, and utilize that to your advantage. Reach out to those people in your community, and I'm what's that saying, who's calling the tea kettle black or whatever that saying is. Like, that's definitely something I am practicing doing more. And it's uncomfortable because it's scary. Like, we don't want to be rejected. And that if someone is like, I can't right now, it's not because they don't love you. It's not because they're rejecting you. It just means that energetically they might not have any space to give to you at that moment. So reach out to somebody else. Like, keep reaching out. Don't let your fears or anxieties of being rejected or unloved eat you alive, because you are amazing. You are beautiful just the way you are. And this goes right into your relationship. Sometimes you guys, partners or partner quotes S, that's if you're polyamorous or not, or have other partners. But anyway, if we don't have the answers, we just kind of sitting where we are and not trying to take action. Oh, Lord. Sometimes you literally cannot take action. Sometimes you just kind of sit with the stuff until it passes, especially hormonal changes, especially tantrums. Like, at that point, there is nothing you can possibly do to make that tantrum go away. It's really just sitting and ignoring everything else that's going on in the world and just focusing on how to sit in the stuff. There will always be shit. We just gotta welcome that shit onto our couch. And in order to be able to keep ourselves sane and keeping ourselves in control, we have to do the mindfulness work. We have to have conversations with our partners of releasing the negative energy, releasing the positive energy, somehow reframing the negative energy to become something we can actually do with it. We could sit around and mope all day long about how miserable our lives are, or how miserable we are, raising children, or we don't get to do the things we want to do. Whatever negative story that is in your head, you could let that control you your entire life. Or you can take control of it and give yourself a different story, that you're a beautiful damn person, that you're working really fucking hard in this society that isn't necessarily easy for us to succeed. It constantly feels like you're working against things versus with things. And when you're feeling that against things, you have the ability to take control of that and find ways to work with the world or with your life, with the people in your life, and so on and so on. I'm going to jump off this soapbox, but my biggest tip for today is making sure you're just sitting and having a conversation with your partner. Like, holy shit, look what we decided to do. We had no fucking idea what was going to come of it. And now here we are, thick in the shit, like mud up to our ankles or knees or however high you feel like that mud is. And you're working so hard to trudge through it. And eventually, some days it feels like it's there. Some days it feels like you're floating on cloud nine. And when you're floating on cloud nine, it's important to remember, how are you communicating with that person? Who are you without these negative thoughts? if you were to take all of the negative thoughts, all the negative stories, and just put it next to you for a second and think about who you are, when people look at me, who do they really think I am? And I'm not talking the unhealthy people, I'm talking the healthy people. They think you're a beautiful person, they think the world of you. And so doing that with your partner and just saying, I love you, taking that shit and putting it aside, all your negative stories, and communicating with each other, just to overcome the if you're stuck in the mud, you can't necessarily pull each other out of the mud, but you can be there with each other in the mud and be supportive and helpful until things start to clear on their own through consistent action taking. I hope you have an amazing day. Please let me know if you have any questions. If there's something you're just like, this doesn't really make sense to me, but I know that I need to learn more, please reach out. Like, comment, share, subscribe, do all the things, and I look forward to hearing from you. Bye.